מאמר הערבות, שכל ישראל ערבים זה בזה.
ערבות. This means that all of those who yearn to reach adhesion with the Creator have to understand that they are connected to everyone. And this way, if they're connected to everyone and a guarantor for everyone, we have to understand what it means, the arvut, the mutual guarantee. Only this way he comes to the Creator.
That all of Israel became responsible for one another, because the Torah was not given to them before each of them was asked if he agrees to take upon himself the mitzvah of love of others. As it says, to the extent of love another as yourself, as explained in the article of Matan Torah. Meaning that everyone from Israel will take it upon himself to work for all the members of the nation to fulfill all of their needs, no less than a person needs in order to fulfill his own needs. And after the entire nation has agreed and said, we shall do and we shall hear, then everyone from Israel became responsible that nothing shall be, that no friend shall be lacking anything, and then they became worthy of receiving the Torah and not before. Because in this general arvut, every individual was released of having to take care of his own needs and could keep the mitzvah of love another as yourself in the fullest measure and give all that he had to any needy person, since he no longer cared for the existence of his own body, as he knew for certain that he was surrounded by 600,000 loyal lovers standing ready to provide for him, as explained in the article Matan Torah. For this reason, they were not ready to receive the Torah at the time of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but only when they came out of Egypt and became a complete nation. Only then was there a possibility to guarantee everyone's needs without any care or concern. However, while they were still mingled with the Egyptians, a portion of their needs was necessarily given into the hands of these savages, permeated with self-love. Thus, the portion that is given into the hands of foreigners will not be secured for any person from Israel, because his friends will not be able to provide for those needs, as they will not be in possession of them. Consequently, as long as the individual is troubled with concerns for himself, he is unfit to even begin to observe the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself. Thus, you evidently find that the giving of the Torah had to be delayed until they came out of Egypt and became a nation on their own, meaning when all their needs were provided for by themselves independently of others. This qualified them to receive the above arvut, and then they were given the Torah. It turns out that even after the reception of the Torah, if a handful from Israel betray and return to the filth of self-love without consideration of others, that same amount of need that is put in the hands of those few would burden each one in Israel with the need to provide for it themselves, because those few will not pity them at all. Hence, The fulfillment of the mitzvah of loving one's friend will be prevented from the whole of Israel. Thus, these rebels cause those who observe the Torah to remain in their filth of self-love, for they will not be able to engage in the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, and complete their love of others without their help. You therefore see that all of Israel are responsible for one another, both on the positive side and on the negative side. On the positive side, if they keep the arvut to the point that each one cares and satisfies the needs of his friends, they can fully observe the Torah and mitzvot, meaning to bring contentment to their Maker, as mentioned in Matan Torah. Only the negative side is a part of the nation. Again, on the negative side, if a part of the nation does not want to keep Tarvut, but to wallow in self-love, they cause the rest of the nation to remain immersed in their filth and lowliness without finding a way out of their filth.
Are there any questions for now about what we read so far? Or this article is difficult for us to get? Do you see it in front of you, translated, let's say, to Russian, Italian, any language? Italy too.
No. אז למה מופיע סימן שאלה?
Why do you post the question mark then?
רב, do you hear me?
אתה שומע אותי?
כן.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. How can we work for the Creator? Just for the Creator. How can we work just for the Creator?
This is what's explained to you here in the article of Arvut. Kiev. Virtual group.
Hello.
Dear Rav, the law of Arvut that we're talking about, to what extent will the 99 have to keep it?
To the extent of their development, to the extent that each and every one develops and wants to bring his corporeal development to his spiritual development, then he'll have to carry out the law of Arvut this way. Put it like this, if I live in a certain village, right? Let's say in Alaska. So I don't really belong to mutual guarantee so much. I belong to the world belongs to me, sure, but it's in a way that I don't really know how connected I am. And if I belong to more global systems of the world, then I both give and receive to the world, and I exist with them in a connection of Arvut. So that depends on a person's level of development. Same thing in a spiritual way. If I want to be more connected to the Creator, I need to be more involved with the vessel in which He appears, and therefore I need to be more part of the mutual guarantee. Because what do I do in this mutual guarantee? I sense that kli created by the Creator in its true form, and it's like this, you know, what's happening with humanity being so miserable with this virus and other things, It's not that. I want to sense the Kli in its true, corrected way, like the Creator created. And it is written, one judges through his own flaws. To the extent that I correct myself, I feel humanity corrected. And to the extent that I correct myself, I feel that humanity is corrected. So humanity is formless. One judges it through his own flaws. If I want to sense the final correction, the complete correction, so I only need to correct my attitude to humanity, then I'll see all of them corrected, well connected with mutual love. The world is full of love and connection. That's what I'm going to see. And the Creator is along with them, connected and revealed. And it all depends on me. I don't need to wait for other times. There's no time. So the wisdom of Kabbalah explains to us what we actually have to do. Make the corrections today, and you'll reveal your world in your life. Meaning you'll discover the true world in your life right here and now. How do you do that? By attaining the Arvut. That's what he wants to tell us. We lack nothing besides discovering the connection between all people of the world, all human beings, how the Creator has designed it. And in that, I don't need to correct them. What does it mean that I correct them? I correct my attitude to them. I correct my attitude to them. So I'm taking the Creator, grabbing him by the hand like a child grabs the hand of an adult, and I'm telling him, come here, help me. And he comes. And he comes and helps to correct my relationship to everyone. And this is something internal. I don't need to yell about it to everyone. Meaning the correction of Arvut, connection, revelation of the Creator, the eternal life, the eternal world, it's all in your hands, no one else's hands. But let's hope you heard, Vlad.
Rob, in relation to what you asked, the article is translated into German, English, French, Italian, Ukrainian, and other languages, so everyone can find it on the archive, so we can also continue reading this on the afternoon article, lesson.
Of course, but we don't need to put it in the archive in a way they need to go into the archive and find it. But there needs to be a link to the page right away, directly. Make it as easy as possible, as accessible as possible. Some people don't know how the archive works at all. Who knows? You know? So, put it right there. And so they have this article in all languages.
Yeah, the study materials are sent to everyone on a daily basis.
Moscow 7. Moscow 7.
In the beginning of the article, it says, that Israel became responsible for each other only after each of them was asked. What does it mean?
That you cannot be Israel, you cannot be in Arvut if people don't understand it and approach it volitionally, freely. Because how is it otherwise possible? Spirituality only works according to a person's desire, to a person's consciousness. This is how we progress. There cannot be coercion in spirituality. Focus group.
Hello, Rav. Questions from the internet. I heard that in order to reach the end of correction, I have to correct my attitude toward mankind. What does it mean to correct my inner attitude relation to mankind? What should I think about?
Your attitude to humanity, that you're willing to love everyone, but truly love, not words. You know, there are so many people who yell, scream out loud, I love you all, who loves you more than me? We've heard that before. We see it every day. Politicians and everyone else. So, let's really, you know, clarify this, and each and everyone should self-scrutinize this. All right, do you have other questions there?
He says that he doesn't.
All right, we'll continue. Gilad?
Item 18. Therefore, the Tana described the Arvut as two people who were on a boat, and one of them began to drill a hole in the boat. His friend said, why are you drilling? He replied, why should you mind? I'm drilling under me, not under you. So he replied, fool, we'll both drown together in the boat. Meaning, as we said, since those rebels wallow in self-love by their actions, they build an iron wall that prevents the observers of the Torah from even beginning to fully observe the Torah and mitzvot in the measure of words, love your friend as yourself, which is the latter for achieving dvikut with him. Indeed, how right were the words of the proverb that said, fool, we'll both drown together in the boat.
Questions about this. If there are questions about what we just read, yes. Otherwise, no. General questions we will do at the end of the lesson. So now ask only according to the text. So any questions according to the text? Those who are now posting question marks. I'm seeing question marks. Is all of this according to the text?
Probably so.
Probably so, okay. So, hopefully, USA, what is it there? Northeast. USA, Northeast.
Rav, this passage as we just read, how can we describe this inside of a person or inside of the ten? Because it seems as if we're describing like people in front of each other, but how do we bring this to the more internal level?
The fact that we are in a group, we need to envision ourselves as being in a single boat, and that we mustn't think about any negative attitude to the other, or even take the other's state into account, because then we're all drowning. Meaning, if I think negatively about others, I directly affect myself, because we're all in the same boat. Even egoistically, when I do harm to you, I'm harming myself. So at least to achieve that, to reach an egoistic kind of mutual guarantee, that's good too. All right? Latin America. Latin America 7.
Hola, Rab. Muchas gracias. La pregunta es... Digamos que yo puedo difundir varias veces durante el día y otro amigo de mi decena no tiene...
Rab, I have the opportunity to disseminate several times a day, and another friend from the tent doesn't have the strength to do it at all. But if I'll motivate him, he will disseminate. So how important is it to motivate all the friends to start disseminating and feel arvut between us? What's more important than dissemination, quality or quantity of the ten?
Both quantity and quality, but obviously quality first and then quantity. Meaning, if you have a 10 and you can carry it out well, do that first. And towards others, you just need to share the matter, the concept of arvut in a general way. But to actually do it, that needs to be done in your 10. Is that okay, Javier?
Bulgaria.
All right, next, Bulgaria.
Bulgari.
Что означает? Означает, они все воскричали, сделаем и услышим. Что услышат?
What does it mean that they all cried, we shall do and we shall hear? What does it mean to hear?
Lishma means that they can come to the level of Bina, bestowal. Then, to the extent that I achieve the level of Bina, the level of bestowal, then I'm ready to understand and feel what the Creator wants from me. This is called, we shall hear. Otherwise, I don't hear. We see with people who come to study with us, they don't hear. First year, 2 years, they don't hear it. Maybe later on, a little bit. But practically, the first 5 years or so, a person is not really in the process. He's there, but like a baby, like a little child. Not really feeling the world yet. Just feeling himself and how he kind of exists in the world. Moscow.
To continue Denise's question, the people of Israel, what I don't understand is they were all asked and they all agreed. Is it the people of Israel inside of me? Is it the group? What does it mean to agree? If you're asking me now, I say, yeah, I agree. Is that enough?
And you, if you agree, you carry it out or not? What do you mean that you agree? What does that mean? We don't hear what he says.
From the bottom of my heart, I want to do it. I agree, and I'm trying to do it.
All right, very well. So if you want with all your heart to carry out the condition of Arvut together with your friends, so then you're now building immediately a place for the Creator where He can be revealed, and then He appears between you. Then you're building the network where the Creator can be revealed. That is terrific. Go ahead. Reveal Him. The Arvut is the condition of the network of connection between you becoming corrected. There's nothing more than that. All right. We will now conclude with that in item 19. We'll finish here. And when do we continue this, Gilad?
We can continue it on the afternoon or less than at 1:30.
Yeah, I'll be happy to.
So we have announcements, info group.
Yes, good morning everyone. We'll quickly review the schedule for today and let's see the slide. Yeah, so we're going to start the morning with Rav's live programs that we are now broadcasting on Sviva Tova, KabbalahGroup.info. So from 10 to 10:45, there is a talk with Norma. Then from 11 to 11:30, there's a broadcast with Oren Levy. Then at 1:30, we are meeting for the afternoon lesson. Then at 6 p.m., evening lesson. And today we also have a Women World Gathering. They're doing it from 8:30 p.m. to 9:15 p.m. Israel time. And also women are telling us that many of them are connected all over Zoom live during the lessons. And women from Haifa will host the meeting. And now we're going to hear a bit more about Italy dissemination. Moshe, please.
Along with a very non-simple situation in Italy, there's a real miracle going on. We get together in the morning, the entire Italian group, we disseminate together, we promote our materials on the net, including writers' meetings, trainings. Every day there are about 80 to 100 connections, along with the Spanish group that's joining us in everything that we do. So in the past 2 weeks, we opened virtual discussion circles that are going on in the virtual Italian realm, for mothers, for relatives, for people that we know, groups of 40, 50 and more people that divide into workshops. People feel the need to talk, to come together according to the rules of the workshop, and it's amazing, and it's going spreading. And also, they themselves want to learn how to give, how to guide or host these kinds of circles, and it's a very special feeling. Also, we're going to do about, and also in relation to municipalities, there are already two municipalities in the Umbria region that asked us to handle their virtual workshops, and we're waiting for answers from other municipalities. And another thing that we're doing together, the Italian and the Spanish groups, is we publish posts, articles, stories, and whatnot, thanks to the writing course that we took with Simeon, and their very good responses, and also a very important newspaper in Italy, La Giornale, asked us to write articles for the paper. And during the day, all the friends get together, make videos, write articles, and eventually, as a group activity, 120 friends make a clip together and share it. And yesterday, there was a very special event where friends tell that how family members and friends that I haven't seen for years or talked to them, suddenly they start responding and sharing their posts. And one more thing is that with the help of Rav and Norma and Judith and the Spanish group and Italian group, were preparing letters for the government as to how to act. So think about us, Italy and Spain, that will be able to deliver this method to everyone. L'chaim.
And I want to say a good day and say goodbye to everyone, and I'll meet you afternoon. And until then, write in all the social networks, spread our materials, spread the content to every person. And also, if there anyone needs something urgently, write to me. And I'll see you afternoon. I'm also inviting you to listen to my programs with Norma and Owen Levy today. So, all the best. Have a great day. Be well.
Any other announcement, anything? In Hebrew, yesterday.
אתמול פורסמו שלושה מאמרים נוספים של הרב, הם זמינים בדף הפייסבוק של כמובן מתורגמים לשפות, וגם הייתה רצועת שידור.
Yesterday we had a live broadcast at 7 p.m. and also we'll have the same today, and also in Hebrew. We want to inform that there are questionnaires in order to synchronize our dissemination. Please fill them. Thank you.
Still, before Vlad, I want to say, tell me, please, do you think that your voice works well? That right now, how you speak to the microphone, I don't know where your microphone is placed. Do you think you can speak to everyone this way? Set up your microphones in the same way. If tomorrow you're going to be here with the same microphone, that you shouldn't be here. Same with everyone.
Yeah, there were two mics open, so
I don't know what's happening. I just know that if things are staying the same from day to day, it's a big disregard to everything we do. Keep going, Vlad.
Sorry, impossible to understand what he's saying. Asaf, do you understand what he's saying?
Unfortunately, Vlad's audio is not very audible. We can tell you that he's repeating the regulations of the Israel's health ministry. And now he says it all depends on us and our mutual concern to each other, our families. In short, if you don't need to leave your home, don't leave your home. And keep washing your hands frequently. Don't hug, don't shake hands. In short, everything you already know, stick to it, and let's keep ourselves healthy. Have a good day.
So let's sing.
המציאות חולפת ואני עכשיו חושב
מה ייתן תקווה ויסלק את הכאב
יוצא אל הרחוב מתערבב בתוך כולם מי צריך את מי יותר אני או העולם כי we are you should come out
Теперь я точно знаю, все мы соединены. Любой вопрос решаем, если вместе будем мы.
Жизнь она как сказка, если мы одна семья. Бесконечно прекрасный мир и 7 миллиардов я. Here we are, you should come along. With one voice we can spread this song.
Deseo por la unión.
Todas las puertas se abren al abrir tu corazón. Nada es imposible cuando hay fuerza y voluntad. Juntos bailaremos hasta la eternidad.